Honey Darling Show, episode four, right?
Yeah.
We're on four. Yeah, all right. This is our full-on Force Awakens spoiler cast. So these are spoilers. So
if you haven't seen the movie, hold anything back.
Do not listen to this.
Unless you stop right now. Want everything to be spoiled for you?
We'll give you like a minute of us saying that this is a spoiler cast. Well, I don't think we need to do that. But
no.
Just, yeah, 100% spoilers. We're not holding anything back. We will tell you everything about Darth Jar Jar and, you know, Jake Lloyd's guest appearance after the credits. You'll hear all about that in this one.
Be prepared.
Know. Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, we saw The Force Awakens. We went to the opening. There was a big line. We got there 2 hours later, and there was already, like, 100 people there.
2 hours early.
Or what, yeah. 2 hours early is what I meant.
We were 2 hours early for our showing, and we were probably about 100th in line for what was maybe a 300-seat theater.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many people sit in those theaters. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot. I asked Jess, I was like, how long do you think they waited for? We got there at 10. The movie started at
midnight. People, of course, had seen, because they had started showing the movie at, what, like, 7 p.m.?
Yeah, they don't, I don't know why, what became, like, when this happened, but the whole, like, opening on Monday, on Friday, like, doesn't mean anything anymore. Now it opens on Thursday, like, for most of the day. Are there, like, midnight showings on Wednesday now? Like, I remember where midnight showings were, like, a huge deal, you know?
I know,
because it was the first showing, but I guess they don't do that anymore.
Well, what happened, actually, I think it's about box office numbers. Because I think you can count anything after, I think you can count anything like after Thursday at midnight, or maybe even Wednesday at midnight, possibly, as weekend box office totals.
Oh, well, I haven't heard anything about Wednesday midnight showings.
Which is how we register.
But I went to a lot of midnight showings because that was supposed to be like, this is the opening, this is the first showing of this.
I know. I remember.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I remember working at the movie theater, and
yeah,
we had the midnight showings.
Yeah,
I remember the midnight showing for Spider-Man 2.
I didn't go to that, but I think I went to the midnight showing of Spider-Man 1 with Columbia again. They didn't rent out the theater, but I went with a couple guys that I had just met that said they were going there.
Yeah,
my friend Chris Leeson.
Well, I worked the midnight showing of Spider-Man 2, and we ran out of popcorn. Like, we ran out of popcorn kernels. We ran out of soda. We ran out of ice.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, like, went to the Kroger down the street and picked up, like, 2 liters, and we were pouring, like, 2 liter bottles.
Did you guys buy ice like we did at Beechwood?
Yeah, we bought ice, bottles of Coke, and we were just, like, pouring Coke into people's cups. Yeah.
At the bar that I work at, we had a soda issue one time, and we had to do that. We had to go buy 2 liters of soda for the owl, because our guns messed up. Like, our soda gun stopped working. So,
yeah, it
so Scott went and just bought it, like, came in, like,
and we could
like
not pop,
tons
pop,
of 2 liters.
Popcorn. We could not pop popcorn fast enough.
Yeah.
So we told people, like, come out 10 minutes into the movie, maybe we'll have some.
But that was Spider-Man. We got completely off topic.
I know. Just saying. Midnight movies.
Yeah. Well, when they were huge.
Around that time, they were huge.
Yeah. But, and I guess it's just like, well, why don't we just sell them all day? Which kind of defeats the purpose. The midnight showing is not as cool now.
However, like, I still feel like nerds of a certain age, our age,
will still want to go to the midnight showing.
Still hold the midnight showing as sacred, which is why I think there were so many people in line for hours before we got there.
Sure.
And we were hours early.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us when we got there they weren't going to let us in until 11:30.
But they let us in, like,
which was a super
like 11.
Line.
Yeah.
Was it 11? Like 10:50, like, something like that.
Yeah. So they did let us in. And I saw people with lightsabers, and I'm pretty sure they didn't make it in because I didn't see them with lightsabers in the theater.
Nope.
Because there was a sign by where they're taking tickets saying, like, no weapons. I was hoping to see a pile of lightsabers and other, like, plastic blasters and stuff by there, but I didn't see that.
I thought there might be, like, a coat check for your weapons.
Yeah. Like check your weapon, check your Jedi cloak right over here. Stormtrooper helmets. Oh, we can't have those, so you take that.
Oddly, I think it was Super Mario Brothers, the movie, where they checked their weapons at the dance club.
I don't know. No. Maybe. Yeah, there was that weird dance club thing with Bertha and all that. That was a thing. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Another movie that we didn't expect to talk about in this Star Wars spoiler cast. Man, we haven't said... It's like 5 minutes in, and we haven't said anything about this movie.
And let me just tell you right now why, guys, why we haven't said anything about this movie. I think that we have been putting this off because Trey and I do not agree.
Yeah.
We have very different feelings about this.
Yeah, sure.
And Trey has feelings that are different than a lot of people's.
Well, yeah. Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
So I think we're trying not to talk about it, is the thing.
Well, let's talk about the things that I liked about it first. How about that? There were, like, some awful rumors online that I heard that sounded, like, stupid. Like, completely stupid. Like, I heard rumors that, one, they weren't going to put episode name in it. Like, it wasn't going to have the number, ever. It was just going to be called The Force Awakens. I heard that one.
So we would not know.
That one was stupid. Like, they're like, oh, we want to get away from the episode titles. Or, like, episode numbers. I'm like, well, that's dumb. So, when the movie started, I'm, like, waiting for it. All the stuff that I heard rumor, whether it was terrible, was thankfully in, like, the first 2 minutes of the movie. So I was relieved by that at the very beginning. I thought there was going to be no episode 7. We saw episode 7. I cheered for that. There was a scroll about, you know, whatever. And then the rumor was supposed to be that it panned down to Luke's severed hand holding his lightsaber.
Flying through space.
And then it was going to land on Jakku, and that Rey and Finn were going to find it there and track him down finding that lightsaber. So thankfully none of that happened, because if that would have honestly happened, I would have been, like, pretty close to just leaving. I probably would have just stood up and left. You know, I've never left a movie. I got really close in Spider-Man 3 when Venom said "I" instead of "we." I was very close to standing up and, like, throwing my food at the screen and saying, "I'm going home."
I've tried to convince you at least twice in living memory to leave movies that we've been in,
sure,
and you will not leave them. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Kevin Smith, but Tusk was probably in the top 10 worst movies I've ever seen. In the first 3 minutes, I tried to get Trey to leave, and he would not.
I was interested in his awfulness. I mean, it was an awful movie. But I was just kind of... I thought the Tusk suit was hilarious. And it was just so bad that I had to see, like, how they tried to end that thing, you know, just because of how bad it was. I just want to see, like, where it goes. Like, because of that one, it was just, like, such a mess. I thought the plot was such a mess, and the dialogue was such a mess, and the story was such a mess that it was like...
But now he has enough money to make Clerks
3. I kind of want to see that he can put this together. Yeah, Mallrats 2 and Clerks 3.
I don't want
to say anything bad about him in case he ends up listening to our podcast.
I really hope he does listen to our podcast at some point. Hello, Kevin and friends. However, that movie was a piece of shit.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I wanted to leave.
Another movie, well, we tried to get out of Spider-Man 2 also, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2, real bad.
Yeah.
I did not feel that way about The Force Awakens.
Well, the hand wasn't there, yeah. So you had that, and then it pans down to whatever happened there. Oh, yeah, they went to Jakku searching for Poe. What's his face? The dude from The Exorcist. Do you know what I'm talking about? Max von Sydow.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't last very long. Like, I was very pumped about him being in there because he's fucking awesome. He was Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon, you know, which was always cool. I think we mentioned it before, but Lucas always wanted to make a Flash Gordon movie.
And who did he play in
a Star Wars movie.
Force Awakens.
Some old guy that gave him a key that he put in a door, put in a droid. Who knows Luke Skywalker somehow? First off, yeah, in the crawl, not hiding it at all, Luke's not in this movie. Like, he's the ultimate...
We learned two things from the crawl. We learned two things from the crawl. That Luke is not in it, and that Leia is a general.
Yeah.
In the Resistance. And, oh, I guess we learned three things, because we learned about whatever the fuck the Alliance is called now. What are they called?
They're called the Resistance.
The what are they? What are the bad guys called?
Oh, they're called like the, what is it? The First Order, the New Order.
The First Order.
The Second Order.
It's definitely not New Order. I would have remembered that.
I thought it was the New Order. It's something Order.
I think it's the First Order.
Maybe, I don't know.
The 501st.
They should have called them the Empire 2 is what they should have called.
Empire Mach 2.
I kind of wish they would have like not hid their similarities to the original movie.
First Order, that's what it's called.
Just so we'd feel less dumb for seeing it. But yeah, the First Order, which,
so we're introduced to Poe Dameron right at the top.
Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron, he's got a funny name.
He does. His,
he's a swanky.
He's like the
pilot.
Only. He's like, I've been reading the Star Wars comics, which since Marvel has attained the rights again, and they've been fantastic. But there was a series called Road to Jedi, I think. It was in between. It was like a couple. It was like a mini series in between. It was supposed to take place in between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens. And the only piece of a new character you saw in that was Poe Dameron's mother. She was a fighter for the Rebel Alliance.
Oh, cool.
She's like kind of the main focus of that. I think it was called Shattered Empire.
Sure.
Yeah, Shattered Empire is the series. Right. And it says Road to Force Awakens on it also. But yeah, she was in it. Like, it was more centered around her involvement after the destruction of Death Star 2 and all that. So you see his parents in that comic. So that's like the only thing you've really seen, I guess, that would be in Force Awakens later, you know, because those other two characters are orphans, I guess.
Finn and Rey.
And Rey, yeah.
Who we loved.
I liked Finn.
Both of us loved.
I liked Rey very much.
Rey was amazing.
I thought Rey was cool. I mean, her story in the... one of my major problems with it was that everything I felt was very predictable.
Okay, talk about that some more.
I mean, was there anything that surprised you in that movie?
No, really?
Was there anything that surprised you at all in that movie?
It just fell thing after thing after thing.
Yeah.
It was in no way surprising.
Her getting strong in the Force, I guess.
That did not mean it wasn't exciting.
You could have maybe not known about it if you hadn't seen anything of the movie anywhere.
I think you could see, because I tried, as we know from previous podcasts, I tried not
to see the trailers.
I wish I was able to do that
because you get more surprises in it, I guess. But it's still like,
but no,
at the
here's
same
what
time,
I
they're
say.
Kind of like everywhere.
No, even carrying nothing with me, hoping for nothing. There was no way that you couldn't see the story unfolding before it unfolded.
Oh, yeah, sure. Especially when you, spoilers way ahead of time, but especially when you walk into, like, the middle of a bottomless pit on, like, a bridge that has no handles to talk to a dude with a lightsaber. I mean, come on. Like, that was a bad move. Like, you knew you weren't coming back from that, right? I mean, once you walk on this fucking weird walkway, which I don't know what the purpose of that is.
We're talking about Han Solo and Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
There's always a bridge over a bunch of nothing.
I know, but is this, like, their viewing area?
Why.
So they can see, like,
why don't
what
they just build
part
a whole,
of the stuff they blew up that they need to...
Why don't they build a whole floor? Is it cheaper? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they're trying to save money.
I think they have, like, you know, places... They have areas called, like, places to kill your father. It's like here, you know.
I mean, level 3.
this is a scenic area to kill something that'll be important for the movie. Just go here. If you want to do it here because, you know, and there's a window you can see outside.
Where's,
you know,
Kylo Ren? Oh, he's on level 3 killing his father.
He's in the
killing father level.
Yeah.
We've all killed our fathers, actually.
Everyone in the Empire First Order has killed their father. We all did it on that level. We put it there. So
how are they different from the Empire?
They're not.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I don't get, if you want to... What I don't get about the First Order. So, the Empire was the Republic, whatever. They became the Empire when Palpatine became to power. He was a dictator, right? Everybody hated him. They tore down his, like, statue in the end of Return when they added, you know, all the stuff to it. And, so, like, the Republic should be smart on that, right? So in this 30 years, somehow the Republic has become accepting to people who wear white suits and shoot people and wear black cloaks with red lightsabers and look exactly... It's like basically like our government saying, like, oh, Nazis can come back in here
because
you're...
I just need you to be more specific. I need you to say... What are you talking about? People in white cloaks and people in black cloaks.
I'm talking about stormtroopers. Like, you understand that, right? If our government had like a group of soldiers wearing white suits with helmets that killed people and slaughtered planets and all that, and they came back wearing those exact same clothes with like a little different helmet and said that they were a different name than what they were before, would you be like, okay, cool, yeah, you can be part of the Republic now. I understand you. It's different now. It's been 30 years. Well, you're still wearing the same clothes you were wearing before.
Well, but obviously nobody is saying that they're part of the Republic.
But they are, though. They said they were like a faction of it, and that's why they like went against them and destroyed them somehow, maybe killed Coruscant.
Yeah, Coruscant, Naboo, we're not sure what planet
that is. And why isn't the First Order the Resistance? Because shouldn't the Rebels be, like, the head of things now?
I think
since they overthrew the Empire, shouldn't they be the Empire now?
Yes.
I think
and I think that's just too confusing for people. If you start calling the Rebels the Republic.
Sure, I guess. I don't know. It's just, they should have just, like, called it A New Hope, is what they should have called it. They should have just called it A New Hope, the remake. And then everybody would not be confused at all, you know?
Yes.
And then we'd be fine.
So your main problem with the movie, let's just go over there right now, is that you feel like it is a remake of The New Hope with different people.
I think it's a remake of the whole original trilogy in different ways.
Sure.
Like, we got the ice planet in there. We got, like, the Endor part. Like, the part with Han blowing up the shit in the planet is basically them on Andor. Andor blowing up the shield of Death Star 2.
You're talking about right before Han dies.
Yeah.
They set all the charges.
Yeah.
And then they blow up,
you know what they
Area said? 47 or
you know
whatever
what else
it's
they, you know what they did in Return of the Jedi? They set charges.
Yeah.
And then they blew it up.
They did.
And it destroyed the shield.
It did.
So that the X-Wings could blow up the Death Star. That's the same thing that they do in this movie.
You're right.
They set charges to blow up the shield so they can shoot the giant. There's not a giant toilet in this one, unfortunately.
Yep.
Unfortunately. But, you know, Nia Numb's there too. He came back again.
He did.
And he's like, I know about Death Stars, dude. Like that one part, we're skipping all over the place. But the part where they, like, this part, like, almost made me face plant myself. But when they were like, this is the Death Star, and this is the circular base, when it's, like, 20 times the size of it.
Yeah.
It's like, our dicks are way huger than the guys who made the first one, is basically what they were saying, I felt like. I mean, that's, like, basically, that should have been the trailer for the movie, was that, like, single part there.
Yeah.
Was him saying, like, here's the Death Star, and here's the new Death Star, and that's the trailer. Because that's, like, kind of what I felt was a lot of the feel of that movie. It's like, we're going to take the stuff that happened before, we're going to flip it a little bit, and we're going to make it bigger.
Yep.
We have a base that can destroy 5 planets this time, instead of 1. You know?
Yes.
I mean, I hope to God that Episode 9 doesn't have a Death Star that can destroy, like, 10 planets, because that would be, like,
no,
I mean,
think we'd all give up after
that. I mean, you might as well, like, I don't know, you might as well, like, blindfold me or something before you kill me. I don't know.
Okay, but there's a lot of good stuff in this movie, and I would argue that we need to pass the torch in a way that's...
I'm fine with passing the torch. I just really wish that it wasn't, like, so familiar. Like, I love Finn. Finn was cool. I loved Rey. Rey was awesome. I love BB-8. You know what I mean? I understand he's totally a replacement for R2, but he's a good replacement. He's funny, you know?
He's funny.
He's got grappling hooks, you know? I like grappling hooks. They're in everything.
You need a grappling hook.
I had, like, a lot of people loved Kylo Ren. I honestly...
Do you think a lot of people loved Kylo Ren?
A lot of people did love
Kylo
Ren,
okay, well, I'm
going to
agree with you
on this one. I did not like Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren is a whiny bitch.
I felt like he was not a compelling villain at all.
No.
Felt like he was just a fucking whining bitch that's, like, gonna have lightsaber tantrums on stuff. I didn't find that. A lot of people felt he was complex. I didn't think that was complex. I didn't like Snoke at all. Like, I didn't understand what he was. Like, hopefully they'll develop him later.
Which one's the Snoke?
Snoke's the giant fucking CGI dude that
shows up. The great...
For no reason,
power,
really.
Power,
yeah.
Whatever the fuck
Supreme Leader Snoke.
Supreme Leader, thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? I was pumped about Phasma.
Yeah.
And I guess, I'm sure she'll have
Phasma,
more later,
not
but
really
she
in
doesn't
the movie.
Really have anything in it.
But I want the toy of her, so if anybody
but I wanted
wants
her
to
be,
send me a present, I really want the Phasma
Yeah, she
toy.
Has this awesome silver...
I really like her shiny...
She has this awesome
shiny
silver
suit.
Armor, and
She looks very cool. And we don't even know that she's a woman.
She's the fucking girl from... Well, we know that from casting. Yeah, she's fucking Brienne girl from of Game Tarth. Of Thrones. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. But yeah, she never once removed her helmet. You heard her voice.
Yeah.
That's about it. But hopefully, you know, it's kind of weird because everyone on that planet Death Star, I think is going to live even though they blew it up. Which is, I think they're all going to get out somehow.
Yep.
Somehow. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of time. I mean, spoilers. Spoilers, that lightsaber fight was really cool. And I yes, think you and can yes, stop I did. Saying
spoilers.
I know, I'm just going to say it anyway.
Forever.
But I thought that lightsaber fight was really cool on the ice planet. Both sides, Finn was, I liked that Finn tried to do it. And I liked that he kind of wanted to save a girl who like never needs to be saved ever. You know, she's like super self-efficient.
And that starts at the beginning of the movie when he's like grabbing her hand and running. And she's like, I know how to run without you holding my hand.
But then she grabs his hand and pulls him up. And that was cool.
Yeah.
And then he does the part, well, even when he meets her, he's like, I'm going to go help her. And she just kicks these guys' ass. And he's like, oh, well, okay.
Nope.
I don't need to help her.
Yep.
I liked her, but she's still like very much an analog of Luke, you know?
Yeah,
and flipped. She's like Luke, but she wants to stay on the planet instead of leaving the planet.
Well, she's not a whiny jerk.
No, well, she's not whiny. But I mean, like, in where she lives on a desert planet.
And also, like, she's a woman. And thank fucking Christ that we finally have a super badass Jedi lady to look up to.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's a great thing.
Thank Christ it's a girl.
Yeah.
I just could not be happier to watch a woman... Like you said, save herself over and over and over again.
Yeah. And I think they were trying to go for that. And that's cool. That's very cool. I like that. That's an aspect that I very much like about it. And I like Rey, and I want her to do more stuff. It was just the main... I wish that they tried to be a little more... I understand, yeah, they want to win back the fans or whatever, but...
Formulaic. You thought it was formulaic.
But I also felt like they kind of like, you know, they kind of like treated me like an idiot, too.
Sure.
You know?
I think it's a fine line because
I kind of felt like... I don't continue.
Well, I was just going to say they needed... They're trying to sort of scoop up everybody in one great big Star Wars hug. Little kids, 14-year-old kids, 20-year-old kids
who liked
episode 1, 2, 3. Well, yeah, but they... Yeah. Yes, of course they want that money.
Well, they had to. They spent a lot of money on it. Yeah. I read a thing.
And also the 30, 40, 50-year-old people... Who loved this when they were kids or teenagers or 20-year-olds.
Sure, yeah. They want everyone to like this one. That's basically what they're trying to do. And I understand that.
And that's a big bridge.
Yeah.
That's a big bridge with no sides. You could kill your father on it at any minute.
Yeah.
It's very precarious.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it's no handrails. It's like the no handrails father killing area.
Yeah, it's not good. Level 3. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
So.
No, I understand that. I mean, and I understand that. And what they're trying. And that's why it was like, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool that you're going to have like the original actors in it.
Yeah.
And they're going to pass the torch to the new guys. I'm fine with that.
You know what
I'm
I read today, though? I'm
completely fine with that. But the problem was that they just repeated too much. You know, like I want to learn new things. I want to see new planets. Like, I want to see...
Sure.
And we did, but they look the same. And I don't need... Please, no more Death Stars. Please, can you come up with something else? Like, I've had enough Death Stars.
Yeah.
Really. And one that kills 5 planets was just like...
It'd be great if it were more... You know,
like, really? Come on.
It'd be great if it were more subversive. If they were more, you know, infiltrating. If it were more spy things. If it were more underground. If it were less... overt of a let's build a giant planet that kills other planets.
Yeah, and I was hoping that things had changed in 30 years in Star Wars world, right?
Yeah.
You know, like there's like...
Well, maybe that's part of the point, though.
The rebellion is, like I said...
Maybe the cyclical nature of war. You know what I mean?
And it's just the Empire will always be in power, but called something else? I mean, I don't...
Or fighting for power.
Maybe they'll, maybe like... They maybe, can never maybe be they'll like, maybe can maybe never episode, be defeated. Maybe episode 8, the... whatever knocks back or whatever smacks forward. It'll probably be called the Force Hits Forward. It'll basically be Empire Strikes Back, but, you know, with the word switched, I'm sure.
Force Forward.
Let's bet like a dinner on this. For whenever episode 8 comes out, it's going to start with the Resistance in a base, probably in like a hot planet or like a forest planet, but not an ice planet. It's going to be like... They're going to have a base. They're going to be hiding. They're going to be hiding from the First Order.
Jungle Planet or Hot Planet.
Rey is going to be there. Finn will probably be there. Maybe one of them will get attacked by a monster. Rey's going to end up going to meet Luke Yoda style for a while, you know.
Yep.
There's going to be a trap set up where she has to go meet Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren's going to tell him that he's her brother or something. She's going to be like, why, you know.
Do you think
somebody will get frozen and then the next one we'll see Death Star 4. Will be episode 9.
Okay.
And I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of at this rate, I would put money on, maybe not all that other stuff, but it's starting with them hiding in a base somewhere that looks like the Hoth base, and that the First Order is searching for them. I would put money on that, that that's the way the next movie is going to start.
Okay. We're shaking now.
Yeah. That's what I think. I mean, just with the way that this one was?
I don't think so at all. I think we're going to start right where we left off. I think we're going to start with Luke on a mountain.
No, I don't know. There's going to be time passage. The First Order is going to be searching for the Resistance, and she's going to come back to Luke, and they would have had some in-between movie talk.
I think
talk.
Either we're going to start with Luke on a mountain, or we're going to start in the past.
The past?
The past.
What, like a time jump back?
We're going to go backwards.
You're going to go backwards, and you're going to explain all the shit that happened in the first movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be weird. I don't know.
Not all of it, but maybe where Luke is. We'll get a piece.
Yeah.
What happened to Kylo Ren and Luke? Like, we'll get a nugget of knowledge at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then sure. we'll move forward in time.
What I realized later, and what I should have said was my very first disappointment, and it was right in front of me at the very beginning of the movie, and I didn't notice it until later. But the biggest disappointment of this movie was when I heard that they were making another Star Wars movie with the original cast, the one fucking thing that I wanted to see was the original cast together again. And you know what I can never see now? The original cast together again.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck, man? Like, you want to take the original fans in there and you won't give them that? Like, that's like, that was the beauty, that was what was so beautiful of the original trilogy, was like their chemistry, right?
I want to see
fucking Luke and Han and Leia all in the fucking same room together, and we're not going to see that.
I thought Luke was going to be not around, because he's not even on the poster.
I understood that now, but that's a weird move, you know, to make this.
I know.
It should have been called Episode 7, The Search for Luke, right? Because that's, I don't know, I feel like. I'm not saying it was fun. I had a good time to watch it, but I feel like it's one of those things. It's like it's like J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies. Like, it's very like popcorn. There's like no substance to it. It's like fun to watch once, but if you try to think about it, your brain hurts because none of it has any depth to it. You know what I mean? It's like too like it's too like, you know, face level. There's not like much behind it.
I think it needs some more...
That's what I felt. Like,
I think it needs some more roots. I think you're right about that.
It needs a lot of roots. Like, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's funny, but it's like...
It is funny.
In the end
funny.
Of it, like, you, there's not anything, like, that makes me think about it. Like, really, like, makes me wonder. Be like, oh, you know, it's like...
No, it's we just, need some more mystery as well.
Yeah, there's just no... I feel like it's...
I know.
There's no depth to it at all.
I don't
you
disagree
know?
With yeah. you. But
like I said, there's a lot of...
does not mean that I did not enjoy it. Mm. I really did. I really liked Finn.
Yeah.
I really liked Rey.
I like Finn and Rey a lot and BB-8, but like just the story as a whole was just empty.
No, the story as a whole to me was a torch passing story. It was a bridge crossing story.
Which is fine, but it doesn't have to have the same beats...
No.
...as the original trilogy, which they're very much like...
You're right.
...doing it as a sequel to where like... What were that? And I read an interview with this when I should have saw it coming. Where they're like, "What worked for the first one?" And I understood that as like, well, maybe we're going to try to get the same chemistry that we had in the first one. Which I'm like, that's great. That's we need that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I want that in there.
Yeah.
But what they really meant was like, where are all these moments that we had in the first one? It's like the sequel to Dumb and Dumber, where it's like we're going to do every single joke again, but in a different way. But it's not funny this time.
Thankfully, I didn't see either.
I saw it and it was awful. But I'm just saying, it reminded me of that to a point, sadly. It also reminded me of, like, Star Trek Into Darkness.
I know.
Sorry, but it did, you know? Like, where it was like, it's like, you know, let's tell Wrath of Khan again, but have spoilers. Don't see that movie, but spoilers. You know, Kirk dies instead of Spock.
Well, that this was is really that messed
and this
up.
Other thing. It was you really know, like, it, I felt, I it felt kind of like that. They, it was like same thing, but let's
I
flip it.
I don't understand why they did that at all. I don't understand why they built a whole universe and gave themselves the ability yeah. to say, this is a different timeline.
Which I thought that was actually kind of brilliant.
Super you know, brilliant, to because make it gives them it a the different... chance to have, like, all these characters explore all these new worlds.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that in Star Wars. We didn't say, now we have a new timeline.
No.
No, we're still in the same world.
But it also felt, but it did feel a lot like In a Darkness, right? Where it's like a remake, and we're just gonna kind of flip things, right?
Yes.
I mean, you could even say to you could even say to a point.
Is the thing, yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I like Finn, but you could even say to a point that Finn was a flip of Luke in the Death Star. You know, Luke puts on a stormtrooper outfit to pretend to be a stormtrooper. He puts on a rebel outfit to pretend to be a rebel.
Yeah. He does. Well,
what about that? I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I feel like they. Yeah, but took a lot of the same plot and flipped it.
But
know?
In that, he becomes a rebel. Luke doesn't become a stormtrooper.
No. Well, he has to.
Finn becomes a rebel.
Yeah.
He, you could argue that he was, like, always a rebel. He just
so
never
what about,
knew
until
he got into battle.
Yeah. So what about, what's her name, Maz? The little,
oh, yeah,
the little orange head looking thing.
Yeah, I have her name right here.
I felt like she looked like an orange. She looked like an orange with some bad spots on her, were her eyes, I guess.
Maz Kanata.
Yeah, Maz Kanata. So there's your cantina part, obviously.
Yep, there is the cantina.
And that one part I thought was kind of dumb, too, where it's like, hi, Empire. I'm just going to call him Empire. I'm not going to call him First Order anymore.
Fine, babe.
he's like, hey, Empire, there's a person here. The other dude's like, hey, Resistance, there's a person here. So just so they can both show up at the same time.
So they can have a fight. So they yeah. can have a big fight.
Yeah, which I did. I mean, I did like them showing up and saving them. That's cool. There's some cool fights there, you know. That part in the forest was weird the first time. The first forest, which I think you're correct.
Yeah.
We had a conversation before. Well, you tell them. You tell them. It's a podcast. Tell them.
It is a podcast. So I thought that the first time that Rey... No, the first time that Finn and Rey are running through the forest...
Finn was still...
It wasn't Finn, it was just
Finn
Rey.
Finn wasn't there, it was just Rey. She ran by herself, because they both kind of ran apart separately,
oh,
remember?
Yes, yes.
Because he tried to go with those aliens.
So they were on Maz Kanata's planet.
She ran after she felt the shit from the
lightsaber.
Yeah,
she's running through the forest, and I thought she was going to go into a cave and have a vision. So I actually thought we were going to.
I did too. They had like a weird sort of cave shot where like she yeah. comes around a corner, and I'm like,
and
oh,
like,
is that
oh,
like another force cave?
She's going to have yeah. a vision of whatever.
Of
but Kylo that didn't
Ren
happen.
And she cuts his head off and then her
Kylo Ren
there.
Is actually there is what happens.
Yeah, he does show up.
And they're running around on sort of a rocky terrain, rocky, foresty yeah. terrain, running, fighting. Okay,
does
then...
she do any force stuff in that? I don't remember. Does she show any of her force ability in that? I think she might have.
In
didn't
that
she
first
do a little
meeting?
Bit in that first meeting? I know he like does the whole like does the Dark City sleep thing and then like picks her up and takes her. He's like, sleep, and then she goes and then he takes her away.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was some sort of inclination of her force power in that. I felt like she did something, like maybe she pushed something, she pulled something. I don't know. We've only seen it one time.
Yeah, it was.
But
like
I feel like there was something
ago.
In there because then when he takes her and interrogates her and she responds to it, it was expected. Like I expected that for
well,
her.
Well, because
to,
he felt it. I remember he felt yeah. it. Whether she did something or not,
I felt like she did
so
something.
Let's just
and,
say, okay.
Well, aside from, well, she felt had the feelings from the lightsaber, but I felt like there was something yeah. else. And I'm sure you people that have seen it a bunch of times would be like, oh, she fucking moved the fucking tree or whatever. I don't know. But she might, you know, she might have.
Just write us a note and sure. tell us what we forgot.
Comment it. Please comment. Nobody ever comments on any of these.
That's okay.
And
it's
review us on iTunes,
one.
Please. I get no reviews.
It's, oh, you get no respect. No respect.
I get no regard. No regard.
So, okay. Also then later, we're on a different planet. It's cold.
Which planet? Oh, the Death Star planet?
Yep, Death Star planet. Running away, Finn and Rey running away through the forest. I think it's the same forest. Like, I think they use the same location.
I think you're right.
I actually think the physical location is the same.
Yeah.
Because there are, like, two shots of them coming around the corner there. And I was like, this is the same corner.
Yeah. No,
this
yeah, because that's
same,
that cave corner.
Same
yeah.
corner.
Yeah.
One has snow on it and one doesn't.
Yeah. And I liked Rey so much, and I disliked Kylo Ren so much that I like really wanted her to fucking kill him in that fight.
That would have been great.
Like I was waiting for that. I'm like, are you gonna kill him? Are you gonna kill this fucking pansy like right now? Like do that, please.
Well, the great thing
like,
about
fucking kill
Rey,
him.
One of the yeah. many great things about Rey is that she has like no knowledge of her power. Right? I mean, she has like one iota.
She has no knowledge, but yeah. I mean, I've read some like
and
beef,
also
some beef
she's
with
a
that
survivalist.
With like her being like. Well, yeah, she's a survivalist.
So I think she would fucking kill him.
But a lot of people weren't, yeah.
I think if she had had a chance, if that chasm had not opened between him.
Yeah.
And she had gotten a chance.
I felt like that was sort of an FU to the end of Revenge of the Sith, which is fine. I'm fine with that, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, about like, because I didn't necessarily agree with Obi-Wan leaving Anakin either, like, to burn to death.
No, of course.
But they were trying to do that where, like, okay, well, this is maybe why they would leave each other, because she had no way to get back and the planet's blowing up.
Sure.
But,
she hasn't quite got her Force jump down yet. We haven't seen her do her crazy jumping.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was afraid there wasn't going to be less, I mean, there wasn't going to be a whole lot of lightsaber battles in this one.
But there were. And
but there was one really cool one.
And know, also so everybody except for, like, Kylo Ren fought passably well with his lightsaber. Mm-hmm. But both Finn and Rey were shitty lightsaber fighters.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciated.
But she, I mean, well, she had that bow thing, so I think she knows how to fight
someone.
Yeah,
but she tried to fight with it like it was a two-handed stick.
Yeah.
Which meant she was, like, shoving it.
Yeah, so there was a lot of stabbing, like, in her motion.
She can't hold it with her two hands like she's used to. So I felt like the fight choreography was really fucking smart.
Yeah.
How does a person who's used to fighting with a two-handed bow now fight with a one-handed weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job.
Sure.
And Finn's just a flailing McFlailer. How did
yeah, no, he was just kind of anger. He was a lot of anger. Like, yeah. He was just kind of like, just
mad fighting.
And he was fighting that stormtrooper that he maybe knew that had a lightsaber deflector.
You know what I was happy?
That was left over from the Sith War.
You know what I was happy not to see? I think that we can both agree that the mark of a good Jedi lightsaber fighter is twirling. If you can twirl your weapon a lot, then you're a very good lightsaber fighter.
I thought Kylo Ren flipped his lightsaber a few times.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say, and
which
that's
is
how
which is talent because you got those stupid fucking side things, which they gave a reason to. So.
Yes, but that's how we know that Finn and Rey were not good lightsaber fighters. They didn't do a lot of twirling.
And they didn't spin either. Mm-hmm. They didn't do the Jedi spin.
Yeah,
it's in every movie. Even old man Obi-Wan does it in Episode 4.
As we know, they're wasting a lot of energy spinning and twirling.
So yeah, they fought in the on the subject of how you were talking about the way she fought, like, they'd probably never do this, but wouldn't it be really cool if Maz, like, oh no, it would have been broken in half. Let's say, like, what if she found, like, Darth Maul's lightsaber somewhere and she ended up getting that? Like, wouldn't that be cool? And she had the double sided one so she could fight, like, with her bow.
Yeah.
Same way. Wouldn't that be badass?
Actually, I think what Yeah.
Well, then it'd be red. But she could make... when she goes through the Jedi training and makes her own lightsaber, she can make, like, a blue...
I don't know that's going to happen.
But it's part they of don't the, have... But it's part of the training. You have to make your own lightsaber.
What Trey's talking about is something that doesn't happen in any of the movies at all. It happens in the cartoons.
And it was in the books, too, I think. And there's a deleted scene of Return of the Jedi where Luke's in a cave building his green lightsaber. And, I mean, I kind of put all this stuff together when I was a kid, I guess. But, you know, when Darth Vader holds his lightsaber and he's like, oh, you built your own lightsaber. That means, like, you're a Jedi now. That's what I thought. And there was a deleted scene of him making the lightsaber. And then in the books, it was part of the Jedi training. Like, in the expanded universe, which isn't canon anymore. But I think that it is canon because it's in the Clone Wars, right? Making your own lightsaber. And it's in in Rebels, too. Like,
yes.
In the new stuff, Ezra makes his own, like, blaster lightsaber that's super cool.
Yes.
And, so she has to make her own lightsaber,
right?
She's not just
going to
use Luke's. I mean, they probably would, because they keep it too familiar.
I think it would be really cool
but...
if her lightsaber, and I don't know how this would work, because how would it stay together? But it'd be cool if she could hold either end, like, farther apart, like you would a bow, and the lightsaber was in the middle.
Yeah, and what if they had a little one in the middle and two little ones on the side? See, but that's too genius for them to make. I mean, they're not going to do that. No, I mean, seriously, that seems like... That was one of my problems with it. Which, say whatever the fuck you want about Lucas, but at least he was okay to, like, go a little off of it. I mean, I know he went maybe too far off of it, but...
He sure did.
He put a fucking race in there. You know, that's ballsy. I mean, he still made money, because whatever, but... That, I don't feel like they want to... I feel like they're afraid to go
too far
away from the original story, which was the opposite of what I kind of wanted. I wanted them to be like, okay, you know, expanded universe... It's done, not canon, like, we're making our own shit, like, it's gonna be this, you know? And that's what I expected them to do, where they're just like, we're gonna start from here, and everything, we're gonna go in these cool places. from the beginning. I was just expecting it to be a completely different movie. I really did.
I know. And now, and I think though, that's part of what made me so upset. That we have a base. Now that we're all together, 9-year-olds, 50-year-olds, we're all together, we're in the same universe.
Then they can get a little more weird.
Now we can go.
Yeah. Because I was like, you know, like this, I was thinking before we did this, I'm like, there's so many, a lot of people have like really been, you know, saying like, blah, 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 best movie ever. Like, it's, I could think of like a million movies that are better than that movie. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy, better Star Wars movie than the sequel to Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy was a fucking Star Wars movie.
Yes.
And it was fucking fantastic. Great. And it was a better movie. It was a better Star Wars sequel than The Force Awakens. You know what I mean?
I think it was a better movie. I do. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that I didn't enjoy this.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, and I will see it again, and I will see it again and again. And also, I cried about 75 times during this movie.
Yeah.
I cried when we saw Leia for the first time. I cried when I saw Han Solo for the first time.
Yeah.
I cried when Han Solo and Leia saw each other for the first time.
Sure.
I cried when Han Solo died.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody cried when Han Solo died.
Yeah.
Which I knew that was going to happen just because of like
Harrison Ford didn't want to be in the movie.
What I found out is Harrison Ford wasn't even planning on being in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
That's why they froze him. That was the reason that they froze him, was because he was like planning on not even returning for that movie. I didn't know that, but I read that that was basically a way for them to like not fuck themselves, so they can be like, oh, well, he's, you know, Jabba owns
stuck
him, whatever,
in carbonite,
you know?
Yeah.
So in the next one, when he doesn't come back, they can make Lando him. That's probably why he's wearing the clothes, right? They're already starting him into that thing at the end of the movie. Lando, that's why he's wearing his clothes. He's like, that's, well, he'll be the new Han or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he didn't even want to be in the third movie. So, and he, you know, I'm surprised he did this one, but I know he wanted to get killed in Return.
Well, you know why he did this movie.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
He made $25 million.
I don't even want to know what they made
for the movie. Plus, he made $1 million because he broke his leg. Plus, he gets 1% of the profits.
I know. They should have ended this movie the way they ended Romeo and Juliet, when like Shakespeare just laughs at the camera, and it's just like J.J. Abrams laughing at you at the end. He's like, "I own all your money now. You're mine."
He does own all of our money.
They just end it with that, and in the end of Romeo and Juliet, I don't think Shakespeare was like, "Fuck you." I like that ending better, because that's like, it's supposed to be that like he would enjoy that movie if he was alive.
Yes.
And that's why he laughs at it. But it could be like, yeah, it could end with him pointing at the camera and be like, ah, I own you. And then laughs at you.
He does own us.
Not me. I don't know. I still don't like him.
I know, but I'm ready. I'm ready for the next movie.
I'm ready for the next movie,
and
too,
also,
because it's
I
want
to see this movie again. I really do. Because are my initial feelings of excitement and joy only my initial feelings of excitement and joy?
Because it's definitely a ride, I'll give you that. Like, it's a ride, it's fun, but I don't think that, like I said, I don't think there's some substance to it. Yes, it's funny, it should be funny, that's, I like the comedy of it, you know, but I don't think there's much beyond that. There wasn't really, like I said, there wasn't a whole lot of compelling new characters other than like Finn and Rey, like, for me.
I don't know.
And I feel like they already kind of completed their arcs or whatever. I guess, Finn's in a coma, but Rey is already a Jedi, right?
Yeah.
Somehow. And she has to go talk to Luke about, I hope that he's not her father. Like, everybody's thinking that.
That's what I think.
You know, what you need to do, you want to throw us a fucking curveball, how about she's not related to anybody? There's an idea. Mind explodes, right? Right? Now, this is what I was looking for, was some, like, new material here.
Yeah.
Like, what if her family is, like, this fucking retconned, crazy, force-sensitive family that we don't even know about?
Well, that's...
Maybe she's, like, 116 Togruta. I'm kidding. No, she's probably not that, but what if she's, like, you know, Ahsoka Tano's, like, great niece?
Well, that'd be fucking really cool.
That'd be amazing. Or, like,
also, I
want to
see
niece,
Ahsoka Tano. I want Ahsoka Tano to be alive.
I still love Clone Wars more than The Force Awakens.
The cartoon.
The cartoon, yeah. The Clone Wars cartoon and Rebels, even. I like both those better than that movie.
Yeah. I do want to say, though,
I think they have better writing than
that movie. At the end, when Rey was going to... She got in the Millennium Falcon with Chewie. And I am actually really interested to see what...
And she was kind of wearing a Han outfit also.
I'm really interested to see what Chewie is without Han.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to know Chewie in that way.
I figured Chewie, like, go back to Kashyyyk or something. Because, well, not canon anymore. But in, like, the Expanded Universe books, like, Chewie, like, owed a life debt to him.
Yeah.
You know, like Jar Jar and Qui-Gon. Yeah. Not to bring that up. But that's what they were referencing in that movie. That's why they're trying to... The explanation for Jar Jar being like Chewie or whatever.
Yeah.
But Chewie owed Han a life debt because he had like rescued him from the... Because like Wookiees were slaves like in the books and all that. They were enslaved by the Empire. And he like rescued him from... And hopefully they'll get into that in the movie. In like the Han Solo thing. Which I think is getting directed by the guys who made the Lego movie.
Oh, so it'll be really spastic.
Yeah.
So we won't be able to watch it.
There's another thing that everybody loves that I didn't like.
I didn't like it either.
If you blink your eyes, you'd miss like five
locations
in that.
The problem was like I didn't take enough speed before we watched
it. Well, we watched it when we were kind of tipsy too. So it was like the whole time we were like, what the fuck happened?
It's too ADD.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, but I guess, yeah, the guys who did that are planning on doing it. But Lawrence Kasdan's going to write that again. I had hope with him writing this one.
I was trying to say something.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to say that at the end of the movie, when they get in the Millennium Falcon, and they're flying around, and they end up at this ocean-y planet, and they go to this island, I thought she was going home to see her people.
Oh, thought she was going to Jakku, yeah.
Yes. No, not Jakku. I thought she was going to the place where she was from originally.
Oh, because
Because when Kylo Ren has her locked up in his fake Death Star number 2,
yeah, right.
He says, I see what you see when you're so lonely, and I see the island in the middle of the whatever, and I see...
But isn't that where Luke is also? Doesn't she go to that island? Like, he's on an island.
He is on an island, but that's what I'm... Okay, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to the place where she had come from. Because she was like 5 or 6 or whatever when her family dropped her off on Jakku, her on Jakku.
I thought she was younger.
Okay, well, however the fuck old she was, she's old enough to have a memory of it. Yeah. So I thought that the minute that she got in a ship, she was going to go and find her family.
Yeah, no, they make you think that because she keeps talking about how she needs to go back and that they're going to come for her.
And that's where I thought she was going. So when she climbed the top of that mountain and Luke was there, I was like, oh, shit.
Well, then,
that's her family.
But that's like, ugh.
But I hope it isn't I feel like Luke, who was a kid who grew up without his family, would not be the kind of who would force his kid to grow up without their family.
But?
Especially in such a hard place like Jakku.
But?
Like, Tatooine, in comparison...
Yeah.
Cake.
Sure, but what we're getting into here...
Yeah, is the cyclical
is that, you know, powerful people have kids, gotta hide the kids. It's probably what we're gonna get from it, you know, because it's just...
What I also didn't understand... Here's some other things that I didn't understand.
There's a lot of stuff that aren't understandable. There's a shitload of plot
holes. First Order... is stealing babies and raising them to be,
Finn was, like, practically sort of grown, or whatever. Or he was taken from his parents. Like
he was taken from his
parents. He has no memory aside from the Empire.
Yes.
He was which I thought was interesting, too.
He was raised to be a...
He doesn't even have a name.
Stormtrooper.
He didn't have a name. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah.
Because they didn't release his last name. Everybody's like, oh my god, there's only 2 black people in Star Wars. So he's either, like, Finn Windu... Or he's Finn Calrissian. He's got to be one of them, because that's like the only black people we've ever seen.
Might just be Finn 362579 or whatever the fuck his number is. But, okay, so, Finn, stolen as a child, raised to be a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they steal babies who had, like, the Force around them?
Yeah,
to be evil Force people?
That's another better idea for that movie than what they did.
Then they could have an army.
I would have fucking loved that,
of
actually.
Little evil kids.
If they had a shitload of fucking force sensitive, like.
Well, if it's 30 years. I mean, even if they were like 15. Even if they were 15 or 17 year old.
Well, they have like the Inquisitors and Rebels.
Yeah.
You know, they could have had. Like, I was expecting some sort of Inquisitor type thing because I kind of was building it with Rebels. where they have like the Vader's Inquisitors and all that. I figured we were going to have that, right? And that would have been great. Better idea than Death Star 3, another one. Yep. Better than a planet that kills five planets.
But it would have been really cool.
Like an army of Sith. An army of Sith Lords, like the other side of the coin to like episode 2 with like all the Jedi's in power and all the like Sith or whatever.
Well, yeah.
That would have been fucking cool as shit. Like I would have liked that. Well, another idea that's better than this.
It does seem like we have the title of the Force Awakens, so it seems like the Force has diminished or dissipated or it hasn't been.
Yeah, but I think it was just tapped the Force. Into,
because
the
all Force the Jedi's are dead, I guess, yeah. and all the evil people, or most of the evil.
Well, Luke is the only Jedi.
They really need a collective name.
Yeah.
What can we call all the evil, all the...
The Empire?
Dark side users.
The First Order, yeah.
No, but the dark, like, okay, so we have Jedi's.
Well, they're These called are people the Sith.
Who use the, but they're not all Sith.
But that's the name of it. But that's the other side to the Jedi. There's the Jedi and the Sith. And the Jedi is the good and the Sith is the bad.
So every evil Jedi is a Sith.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the Sith was a race.
No. Darth Vader's a Sith.
Mm.
No, it's this is like
What are those seven sisters or whatever?
Oh, you mean the
talking about the cartoon now. Sorry, jumping all around.
Oh, it's Darth Maul, his people.
His people.
But the mom, like, there's a thing, there's like an IGN that like covers like all the Jedi's.
Yeah.
And all the Jedi's and Sith Lords. And it has her in there as a Sith Lord, like the mother that like reborns, that like builds, that like, you know when she goes back to her planet?
So I can
the
say
Night Sisters. The Night Sisters.
The Night Sisters, yeah. That's right.
Because I think they're Sith too, because... Because
but I
her,
thought,
like,
because of that, yeah. I thought that Sith was a race. But it's not a race.
No, their
it's a
race
collective
is a different,
noun. Like Jedi.
I forget what they're... Oh, no. They're Dathomir is where they're from.
Oh.
They're Dathomirian, I think.
Dathomites?
I only remember that because there's a great comic called Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir.
Oh, sure.
Which I read. It was very good. It was actually a sequel to Clone Wars.
I can say any person who is of the dark side... Who uses the Force is a Sith.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So which was just funny because that term was never used until the prequels.
Yeah.
But it was all over.
Well, that's obviously why I don't know it and have a heart.
But
I thought it was
people. No, what I was going to say is like trading cards from like the original fucking movie in the 70s say like Darth Vader, Lord of the Sith.
Oh, really?
On it, yeah. Oh. So it was like a behind the scenes scene thing or whatever. Like the word Ewok,
like Bespin.
Yes, Bespin is the planet, and Cloud City is floating around Bespin. But it's actually what it is. But Ewoks. Like the term Ewok is never said in Return of the Jedi. Nobody says these are Ewoks.
Yeah.
Ever. That's just what they're called.
Nobody,
same thing. Like
nobody else says Tusken Raiders, right?
Yeah, nobody says Tusken Raiders either.
Yeah.
They call them sand people.
Right.
But same thing, yeah. Like, I would bet you could find a figure from the 80s that says Darth Vader, Lord of the Sith. Like, I remember playing, the first time I heard of it was, I remember playing Dark, was it? No, Rebel Alliance. The first Rebel Alliance game. It was a very early CD-ROM game for PC in the 90s. And it said...
Right up there with Mist.
Yeah. Yeah, it was around, I think it was before Mist. But yeah, it was around the same time. It was all like, full motion video stuff. And it says Darth Vader, the Dark Lord of the Sith, is in that game.
Okay.
When you introduce Vader, and that was the first time I heard Sith.
Sure.
Was from that. But it's all over. It was on the trading cards, like any sort of little paragraph about him said Sith on it. So it was something that Lucas came up with but didn't mention in any of the movies until later.
Well, thanks for making me not feel like a jerk for not knowing that.
Oh, for the Sith?
Yeah.
Did I make you feel like a jerk?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't mean it. I was just explaining it to you.
No, you really didn't. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for
the Sith Order is like the Jedi Order. It's just the other side of it.
Because I really thought the Sith were a people, like Falcons.
Oh, no. No, they're the evil or the Sith.
Sure.
But now they're the Ren. Whatever. That's what they call it. Knights of Ren instead of Knights of Sith. Well, I don't know what that means. So they're not Darth? So maybe that'll be a different thing? Because Kylo Ren's not like... Which is another weird step, right? Like his whole purpose for wearing a mask and making us he kind of
reminds let's just get into Kylo Ren.
You
want to
get like lightsaber tantrum here?
Yeah,
those lightsabers. And see, a lot of people love those.
No,
I thought they were fucking dumb.
Well, let me just say the most obvious thing.
I loved
May
your,
I?
I just want to say your joke about the when he destroys the computer.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah, okay, you get into that then, because, well, I thought that was a great joke.
Well, it wasn't even a joke, though. I was being honest. In the first time we see him destroy that console, he gets his lightsaber out, he beats the shit out of the console. Yeah. It's completely destroyed, yeah. Mutilated, yeah. Melted. Obviously, that did something.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, that was some part of the Death Star planet. Mm-hmm. You don't just build mechanical, computerized shit for no reason.
Yeah.
What did he destroy?
I really wish there would have been a joke in the movie, like, right when the thing's about to blow up, like, when they're bombing that thing.
Yeah, they're like, if only we had this button!
And Snoke was like, Snoke was like, What about the computer that we made that protected that hole, that if they shot it, like, it wouldn't kill us? You know, we learned the other dust. We made that. Remember, we made that thing. It had the shield
around the spot. No, I destroyed that. No, I got really mad at
him. Like, well, Kylo Ren destroyed it. He's like, God damn it. Like, that fucking kid. Like, really? Leave him here. Like, seriously, leave that fucking punk on this thing. Dude, Hux, here's a light. So you're the fucking dude. Dude, let's get out of here. You and me, we're going to go fucking
that
do our
own
thing.
That would be amazing.
Because Hux was like, you know, the ultimate evil dude, General Hux, which is, you know, he was like the Moff Tarkin, but not the Moff Tarkin. Because Moff Tarkin was way cooler. Because what I liked about Tarkin was, from the original movie, was Tarkin would put Vader in his place. He'd just be like, don't do that. And Vader would be like, okay. So, Kylo Ren, he just...
Mm-mm. But he follows in his family's tradition.
This is what I've heard.
Of whiny assholes.
Yeah, of whiny assholes, yes. Like Luke and Anakin.
And Anakin, both whiny little bitches.
Which, like, you know, people are like, oh, well, he's, like, a better Anakin or whatever. But I'm like, but that's not, I don't feel like that's a path to take. I think that's what we should do.
He's a better actor.
Yes, he's a better actor than Hayden Christensen. I'll give him that.
That's all we can say about it.
But I find no, like...
Mm-mm.
I found his character completely uninteresting.
I will agree with you. I felt him
to not be a compelling villain in any way.
I didn't feel for him, you know?
He was no purple man.
He was no purple man. You're absolutely right. He was no David.
But that was another thing that was much better than The Force Awakens was Jessica Jones. I'm just saying, I could think of a lot of things this year that came out.
Well, they had 13 hours to do what this movie had to do. And I'm just saying.
They did. I had this idea of, like, because I feel like Marvel's, like, nailed it. So well lately, they have been nailed, I felt like Star Wars is going to follow suit, and Star Wars was going to nail it too. But it's like a whole different thing, because Marvel has like these, you know, like decades and decades of like brilliantly written stories that you could pull from.
Yes.
You know, it's a little easier, and Star Wars, they do, I mean, well, they're not, I don't think those Expanded Universe books, I'm sorry, are anywhere written as good as like a lot of the comic book, you know, Marvel stuff, but...
Let's talk about...
I'm just saying I don't feel like they have maybe as much as a framework other than just remaking the old movies.
Well, that's
you
what
know,
they
which is what they
yes.
did. Yeah.
Let's talk about Kylo Ren's fake mask. Kylo Ren wears a mask because
right.
he
no
wants
point,
to
no
be
point
like
for
Darth
that.
Vader.
Yeah. So that was a weird thing. Like
he just wants to be Darth Vader. Somehow we
also
don't,
not explained.
We
yeah.
don't yeah, we don't yeah. know, but here's let's guess the easy guess.
What?
In that Luke is training Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Kylo Ren finds out that Luke is the son of Darth Vader.
Yeah, he didn't know that.
finds out through the training or whatever, through the use of the Force.
Yeah.
Feels.
Sure. You don't think that, like, Leia. I'm sure there's going to be some.
Him?
There's going to be some spin off of, like, younger Kylo Ren days.
So he's learning about the Force.
Yeah.
Something happens. He goes into the cave and he is seduced.
Sure.
To the dark side.
Yeah.
So he leaves
mm-hmm.
and becomes a Dark Lord of the Sith.
Sure.
Or a Fuck Lord of the Ren, whatever the shit he is now. I don't know. He becomes a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Leia and Han are so devastated. Han so much so that he can't even talk to Leia and he leaves.
Oh, okay.
Right?
They break up. Yeah.
Yes. Luke... Also, the same thing. So devastated in his own self, he lost his sister's child.
Is that why he pussed out and
went
to go hang out?
Yeah, he Dagobah'd
the
shit out of there.
Sure. People are like, they always give a lot of shit to the prequels, which, you know, more power to them, whatever. I've grown to love them just as whatever. I don't think they're great movies necessarily, but I have enjoyment from them. But... This new movie made a lot of the same mistakes of the prequels, even though they swore
that they
wouldn't.
Which means that in time you'll grow to love it.
Yeah, right. Well, that was because the only Star Wars I had, you know, was that. And I grew to love parts of it, but this was supposed to be like this, like, beautiful thing that was better than that, and it wasn't.
But I think it's like, the push towards that.
So I won't like it until like episode 9?
No, there's 8. You could like 8.
Maybe, I don't know.
We're getting there.
I feel like I'm at the point
that we can kill Kylo Ren, the better.
But they're not going. They're going to use him through all of them.
I know.
And he's going to sacrifice. And he's going to save Rey from Snoke while he's electrocuting her. And he'll get electrocuted too and killed, and then show up as a blue force ghost on the planet of Fendor, where they hang out after they blow up Death Star 4. You know, they're not even going to hide it. They're going to call it Fendor.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll go back to Endor, and the Ewoks are older now, and they're gray. They're just a little gray.
And the baby ones are all grown up.
Yeah, they're grown up, and there's other new babies. Ones. Yeah. I don't know.
But now they have guns.
I don't know. I felt I remember when we were at Target that one time, and there's like that Kylo Ren Infinity figure. I'm like, oh, look, he's out. And you're like, well, you haven't seen the movie yet. And I'm like, you're right. And now I don't even want to buy the playset for Force Awakens. I don't even want to play it. I don't even want to play the Infinity game.
Yeah.
Because I just...
Well, he's a really annoying thing.
And I don't like him at all.
And hopefully, maybe we'll get more of the Supreme Giant...
Supreme Leader Snoke.
Snoke.
I don't really like... You know, the only person,
his name does not stick
I think the only person I liked of the new like bad guys was Phasma, and she didn't do anything. Phasma. And she was like the only one I wanted.
That redheaded guy was in a movie called About Time, which I've told
you
about.
Was that Hux?
Is that Hux? The redheaded guy?
The guy...
British, long face?
Yeah.
The other guy.
General Hux. Yeah. He was the guy who talks to Snoke, the other guy who is Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's General Hux, which that's funny because it reminds me of the cat Huxtable that used to live here. I was like, "Oh, General Hux? You mean like Hux the kitty?"
There was a big smooshy kitty named Huxtable who used to live in this house that we live in.
But that was General Hux. He's the one that he talks to because they do the moment of Tarkin where he's like,
"I thought he was very good. He seemed very evil."
Where he's like, "Leave now in our time of you know."
So I'd like to have some more of him.
But he was basically the other Tarkin.
Yeah.
But not no way as fucking cool as Tarkin. I mean, well, Tarkin's Peter Cushing.
I really did like that scene
I wish that he would have been more like Tarkin to be like, shut up, Kylo. You know, like, or he could like shush him.
I wish he did.
You know, because Tarkin was totally in power. You know?
I liked the scene on Maz Kanata's planet, though. I liked cantina.
It felt too much like the cantina stuff was just like, okay, I'm so like, okay, many alien strengths
options,
alien strengths, like and wretched hive of scum and villainy.
She
I understand
hears the lightsaber.
That part I liked. I like the lightsaber stuff. Cool. She feels the lightsaber. She touches the lightsaber. I heard Yoda's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You heard Yoda's. I think Yoda's voice was in that.
I also think that I heard some like Darth Vader breathing.
Maybe, yeah. That part was really cool. I like that, like, vision of Luke in the rain and R2. Okay, we haven't talked about it yet, but another stupid plot point. R2-D2 being out of battery power until the end of the movie.
He wasn't out of battery power.
What was he fucking being emo and sobbing? Or, like, why?
Yes.
They were both being emo. Like, him and Luke were like, meh, I don't want to.
He was super emo. R2.
They're all like,
C-3PO
whiny
said
Kylo
that
Ren,
he,
you know.
He's like, he's put himself on reserve battery ever since Master Luke left. So he was in mourning.
Yeah, but you understand that that's like on the level of like unobtainium. You know, that's like almost like, that's almost like Avatar bullshit writing there, you know, where it's like all this dumb catalyst shit that we're just going to throw in there to make, you know, like that's what really kind of pisses me off about it is like, well, he's doing this because this, and this is why this is going to happen. But it's just going to do it deus machina for no reason in the end.
Yeah.
You know.
I really did, I liked the scene when BB-8 and R2-D2 met.
Yeah, no, that was cool. And what, the BB-8, like, charged him somehow? He met him and that made him wake up?
No, I don't think that's what happened.
But, you know, it's like where, like, certain things happen at certain plot points but don't make any sense.
It would be really cool if R2-D2 felt the Force.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
If the droid could feel the Force, and he also felt so. Mm-hmm. And so then when they came back, and he felt this, like, need What if the Force awakened in him?
Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea. But on the flip side of this movie, the working ideas, there's one thing I want to talk about before I forget.
Go for it.
What about the soundtrack? Like, I felt like there was no memorable themes in that, right?
Like,
you didn't even know it was there until, like, people weren't talking, and then maybe you heard a little bit,
I remember actually thinking...
Because that's another thing I praised the shit out of for prequels.
I know, I agree with you.
Because those soundtracks were fucking awesome. No matter how bad the movie was, the
first time you saw the X-Wings... The first time you saw the X-Wings, like, open up their wings and become X-Wings... And everybody was cheering and clapping. I remember thinking, where's the music?
Yeah.
Like, what are we missing right now? And it is the soundtrack.
Right?
Like, it was supremely lacking. We have never talked about this before.
I haven't read anybody. No, this is what I, like, because I...
But I wanted to say that to you in the movie.
Oh, sure. Because I thinking about it, I'm like, there's no themes to this. Because, say whatever you want about episode 3, but you'll think about that. That song's awesome. That song's fucking amazing. And, like, the love theme and, like, the Vader fight. Like, all that music was fantastic. Like, nobody would say anything bad about Williams' score for
this
movie.
Well, it was present.
Yeah.
And the music in this was absent.
Well, it was a character. That's part of what was so great about Star Wars and the original ones, too. Is the music was... the character, and like Vader was better Vader because of na 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 na.
I know,
you know, it was like was him because that was like.
But the musical themes in this were really.
But there
lacking.
Was no, I heard like no Kylo Ren theme, no Rey theme. You know, right? Like that would have been normal.
If they were there, the thing is, if they were there, they were
barely
muted
there, right? Yeah.
That I because that is a thing that I want to notice.
Well, for Star Wars, yeah, I think that's important. I think
so
the music is a part of the
movie. It's not something that
I think it helps push the story.
It's not something that I would neglect to listen for. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, like I said, that's always been. I mean, that's been
that's
like my
been
favorite.
Part of it.
It's my favorite parts of the movie is the
I'm
soundtrack.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I wanted to say that to you while we were watching it.
Yeah, because I own all of the soundtracks of the prequels and the original movie. And I don't have any reason to buy this one
for
this
my
soundtrack. You know?
Senior piano recital, I played the Luke and Leia theme.
Yeah,
so I feel you.
Sure, yeah.
We are nerds in this respect together.
Yeah, but it didn't. But I felt like the soundtrack was non-existent, right? That it wasn't in there.
No, I did not feel it at all.
Yeah, which was another big disappointment for me. From what I wanted from the original trilogy, that was not in there.
Mm-hmm.
Was these like and yes, there's like some themes that you've heard already. Yeah, you get the opening like Star Wars music. But I didn't. But I, honestly, in the movie,
but
I could
after that
in the movie, I could not tell you a single part where the music was a part of it.
No.
From that movie, where there's a, where like you know, like Empire Strikes Back, when you see Vader, like, and it's like that fucking Imperial March music right there, which becomes his like theme after that, you know? Or like even like them in the
maybe they were trying, I don't know,
because like
know.
everything had,
maybe there was
there
a
was
reason
like
for
sand,
it, but I don't know what it could be.
Yeah, there's like the Jawas songs, like anything. I mean, I just felt like everything had an extra
character. The only
character.
Time there was music, I must have been at the new cantina, and I can't remember that music at all.
Yeah.
There must have been music there.
Yeah. I think there was, but it wasn't...
But I can't remember it
but
all.
But it wasn't like...
It's in no way memorable.
Yeah, it wasn't that... Nah, 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 nah. It wasn't that...
It wasn't even...
Yeah.
It wasn't even that.
Or Lapty Neck.
Lapty Neck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lapty Neck.
Not
but
even
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there was not. Yeah, I really didn't. Yeah, I felt like a real emptiness from the music, too.
You know what else I
weird.
Didn't like? Here's the thing I didn't like. I didn't like that they captured Phasma, and they were like, lower the shields, and she was like, okay.
I figured she had like put something in the computer they didn't know about, right?
Yeah, she was like she lowered the shields, and they like at one point nobody even had a gun or a blaster on her, and she's just like sitting there, like,
yeah, right, oh, yeah, she did.
I lowered the shields.
She's like, well,
guys.
I was defeated. Man.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And then where does she go? They just like leave, let her go. Okay, leave, and we're gonna leave this area also, and nobody pay attention to this area anymore. And don't come back here and put the shields back up.
Don't expect me to explain. Don't expect me to explain this movie. Like I said, I didn't like it. So
you can't explain it.
So I can't defend it.
Regardless of what I'm going to say, regardless of any bad thing I'm going to say,
yeah.
My heart was so swollen with joy to be there.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to cry just thinking about it. There were some cool parts to it.
Trying to find any sort of substance from it just makes me sad. Yeah. And that it wasn't, its that there roots was no way, there was deep. No extra stuff to it at all.
Yeah.
At least, like, the original Star Wars 77 one, we had, like, talks of the Clone Wars and, like, his father and,
well,
like,
there was
all
just a bunch
didn't
of
know
shit
about,
we
I guess.
Didn't know. And
but
now
they, but I felt like they intrigued
we
you more
know
on that
too
one.
Much.
Yeah.
We have 30 years, and there wasn't enough stuff that happened in 30 years, apparently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess maybe they're trying to, like, get that intrigue, but I don't think it was there. Like, that shit that, like, Obi-Wan tells Luke and all that when he first meets him, gives him the lightsaber. Like, I thought that was really cool when I was a kid, but I don't know. Like, I don't feel like there was a whole lot of that. Like, nobody... Well, I mean, I guess Han and Leia were like, oh, we lost him, bring him back or whatever. But there's not a whole lot of talk about, like, a war that you didn't see or, like, or Jedi's or his father. What?
So, all of the Sith have red lightsabers.
Yeah.
So, how do they turn red?
I think they just use a different gem. I don't know. I thought it was a red gem.
So you think that they have to go build a new lightsaber once they become Sith?
They do, yeah.
They have to go to a secret red gem cave.
Why was... I think so. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the details
of it. Or do you think something about their darkness turns them red?
Well, then, no. I mean, I didn't think so. Because, I mean...
Well, I just wonder because, okay, Kylo Ren...
Well, Grievous had lightsabers that he had stolen from dead Jedis. He wasn't necessarily
Does
Sith,
Kylo Ren
think.
Also have a Jedi lightsaber tucked away somewhere?
He might have when he worked with Luke.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, with him being his, like, bratty, shitty kid self, I could see him, like, being like, Luke's like, here are these gems. He's like, I don't want those gems. I don't want him. And then he goes and makes his shitty lightsaber that, like, doesn't have a constant flow or anything. Because his lightsaber's all like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, when I saw it, I'm like, oh, it looks like that because there's no Jedis around to teach him how to make a good lightsaber.
Well, that could be
That's why he made
true.
This dumb, like, 2-year-old lightsaber that's like his blanket he won't, like, ever get rid of. He's like, I like my good one. It has the side fire things. You can put it into people's shoulders when you fight. You know? Little baby Ren. I feel like, I don't know, I felt like he read too many of those faded Vader and Son books, you know.
I feel like he was too old to be acting so
petulant.
To be
such a fucking brat, yeah. To be such a fucking idiot. And he's like, I hate my dad. Why? Because I hate my dad. Like, there's a lot of stuff that they just, like, we're just going to say it like this, and that's just how it is, you know.
Like,
these guys
sucks.
Are bad, these guys are good. No, you know, they just are. They're bad. Don't like them.
For the Sith that they have to just, like, they end up with all the whiny little bitches.
Yeah.
Like, oh you want to use the dark side? Okay. I guess we have to say yes, because there aren't very many people who want to use the dark side.
Yeah, they'll take whoever will come.
We'll take every little fucking asshole
that ever got
angry at their dad.
Ever since Lucas said there can only be two, you know, we just got to take whoever comes. But Darth Maul was cool.
Darth Maul was cool. You know what's cool
about Darth Maul? Actually, you know what? On the thoughts of Rey versus Ren, what I thought coming out of it was, you know, he's... Because, like, we were like, oh, she should kill him. It was, like, the complete flip side of episode one, where it's like, Darth Maul's really cool, and then Darth Maul's dead, and then you're like,
no.
Kylo Ren sucks, and then Tyrell's still alive.
Well, that's
you
know, exactly what I was going
like,
to say.
However
that's
many,
exactly
yeah,
what I was going to say.
However many movies.
It was like, we wanted to keep Darth Maul as much as we wanted to kill Kylo Ren.
Yeah, it's like, we got a good character, kill him. You know, it's like, bad character, keep through the whole movie. I'm like, ugh.
But I would take any of those seven sisters.
Maybe they'll Jar Jar him, and he'll, like, have, like, one line in the next movie.
I don't think they will. But there's so many evil characters that we've run into in the cartoons.
Yeah.
That I feel like it's not hard to find some evil.
There's better ones, yeah.
There's better evil.
Well, bringing Darth Maul back in the Clone Wars, which I thought was fucking fantastic. Like, his brother, Savage Opress, was pretty awesome. Asajj Ventress was amazing.
She was
very cool too.
So cool.
Yeah. So and they developed Grievous better than the movie. Well, they had more time too.
They
did more stuff with him.
But Grievous is
because Grievous was an interesting character
terrifying.
Because he's actually not a Sith Lord.
No,
he's just like an evil robot thing.
He's just an evil robot who learned to use
lightsabers. But he was trained. See, I didn't really
know. Well, he said he was trained.
He was trained by Count Dooku. Weaponry. Yeah. Well, he was trained by Count Dooku. I know that. Count Dooku trained him. But he's not a Sith Lord. Like, he doesn't have force powers. Like, he can't do, like, force push and shit like that.
Right.
He doesn't do any of that.
He just has four fucking arms.
And all of his you know, all of his lightsabers are from Jedi's.
He's he keeps stolen lightsabers.
Yeah, he keeps them. Yeah. He keeps them as trophies from Jedi's that he's killed.
Sure,
like,
I do know
so
that.
So he uses them, which is cool. That's a cool idea. You
know? Super cool.
A bad guy
and
that
really
uses
evil.
That uses like good lightsabers from. It's like you know, having like the the scalps or whatever.
Disprove
you know,
disprove my. Well, yeah. If he doesn't have the Force, maybe not.
He doesn't use the Force. That's why they're saying he's not a Sith. But I always wondered about that, why he wasn't a Sith. But he doesn't have, he never made a lightsaber. Maybe that's why he never made his own lightsaber. I told you, it's part of the training. I told you, it's in there.
Yeah.
He never made his own lightsaber.
He never made his own lightsaber, no.
Yeah.
Or he never made his own lightsaber that his lightsabers wouldn't turn red based on his evil Sithiness.
But I don't know for sure, but I would think that it's some sort of red
force from a different place.
Sensitive cave. I mean, we watched that. There's a Clone Wars episode with the younglings where they find the gems that talk to them, which I think is a fantastic episode. But maybe it's similar. It would be cool if one of them found a red one somewhere and was like...
We didn't see any kind of younglings of any kind.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, they've done two stories.
We didn't see any fucking kids at all, though, in this movie.
Yeah, on the thing you were talking about making the Sith kids, which would have been really cool. But, yeah, that's the same sort of... They've, done that twice where, they're stealing the kids. They did it in the Clone Wars and in the Rebels. I don't know. Maybe they'll... Yeah, maybe they'll, maybe they'll add to that.
It just seems stupid to steal kids and make them stormtroopers when you could steal Force kids.
Maybe Snoke has some somewhere. Well, and wherever the fuck he's from the land of giant, gigantic.
What if he's really
squishy
tiny?
Face.
What if he's just projecting himself as really giant and he's like.
That would be funny.
The size of a mouse.
He's like, we're going to pull for some Wizard of Oz shit here, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
don't look at
Pay
the man
no attention
over there.
To the man behind the screen.
Yeah. Don't look at that tiny man over there that's saying the same things as me. He was a weird guy, a weird character. I don't think anybody really gave a shit about him, about Snoke.
Snoke.
Yeah.
He was just really big. Well, I thought he was really there, and
he
then
was,
he was a lot cooler.
He was
Andy
Serkis.
He was a lot
cooler
when I thought that he was a tangible thing. And then when he, flashed out.
Oh, yeah, he's not.
When you found out he was
there,
a hologram, I was way less interested.
Yeah, he was the Emperor, so.
Yeah. I wanted him to be a big, giant fucker that they could touch and could stomp on them at any minute.
Yeah,
that's way scarier.
So didn't you think it was like a weird... So why does I don't know. So R2-D2 ended up having all the same plans, or all the same map that the Empire had.
Except for a puzzle piece.
Except for that puzzle piece. They're both missing the puzzle piece, but why do they have the same map? And when R2's in it during his emo silence time.
I don't know.
You know the time between the songs they used to put in albums? That's what he's doing. He's just doing that quiet part until you hear the whatever. He's the secret song at the end.
He is the secret
song. Which doesn't make any sense, but...
No, I don't know why had those maps.
What about, lack of 3PO, too? I think all he said was, my arm's red. Isn't it different or whatever?
I think that
That's, his only line was, you can't recognize me because my arm's red, right?
Yeah,
it's red.
Funny.
Do you see? It's red.
I've really got to get my new arm.
Yeah.
My old arm. Whatever he said.
Yeah.
I really think
his leg was silver in Empire, and he never said that. His leg turned silver.
I think it became obvious that R2 was the very favorite droid.
R2 is the favorite droid.
Of course. And
he's always been the favorite
droid. Yes, throughout the movies. And 3PO was funny, but he's only funny when he's being punny, and he's only allowed to be punny a very short amount of the time, or we're very annoyed with him.
Oh, sure, I guess.
So what they wanted was BB-8, because BB-8 is...
BB-8 was very funny. I liked his lighter thumbs up. We forgot that.
That was funny. We decided that BB-8 and R2 are of the same class of droids. They're both mech.
Astromech droids. Yeah. And 3PO
because they help fly the planes.
What is? I mean, he's a. I know he's human cyborg relations, but there's a.
He's a protocol droid.
Protocol droid. Yeah. I was like, what is he called? He's a protocol droid.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know.
Well, I just watched.
He's basically languages and all that.
I just watched
it.
Yeah, he speaks 6 million languages.
Yeah, they bought him to help him talk to the moisture evaporators whenever. Yeah.
I just watched an episode of the Clone Wars cartoon. That was all droids, and it was all astromech droid.
Yeah.
They had, a whole operation between them.
I was hoping for more of that. They should have fucking hired those guys to do it, you know? Have, Dave Filoni do it, the guy who's, the main writer on that, the showrunner.
Well, they
that
really should have gotten some input.
They should have gotten that guy. You know, because they, or even like one of the Lucas girls, like one of Lucas's kids, she wrote like the really awesome story arc with the Order 66 and with Fives going crazy and all that. That's probably one of my favorite stories.
Absolutely, yeah. One of my favorite.
Yeah, like she wrote all that. But yeah, I mean, I wish they could have picked up some of that writing team. At least they. It made me really sad when Lucas, when Disney went bought LucasArts and canned like. You know, the LucasArts video game company, which was great, and they also canned Clone Wars, both two things that I thought were fantastic.
Doing really well.
But at least they, like, did Rebels after that. They, like, gave them a second one, and I heard they were going to do another... Well, I heard, like, way before Force Awakens came out, was that they were going to do another show in that timeline, like, in the 30s, or not in the 30s, and 30 years later, you know, after... In the timeline of The Force Awakens, they're going to do another cartoon show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want the In-Betweenies.
But I don't know when that happens. Well, the In-Betweenies Rebels right now between 3 and 4, but you want, like, something between 6 and 7.
I want between 6 and 7.
I think that's probably what you'll get with the new one.
That's what I want.
But it'll be closer to 7.
Because I think that's what you want, too, because I think that might help you enjoy
So once again, if
you can have 6 seasons.
Well, basically, once again, I'm going to like the cartoon show much better than the movies.
Because it has no budget and they're allowed to do anything they want.
Well, it's going to follow suit. It's going to be where, like, the cartoon stuff they made was, like, way better.
Because they're allowed to spend, you know, 3 hours.
And they're also allowed to experiment more.
Yes.
What if they went to that fucking Force planet from Clone Wars in the movie? Wouldn't that be fucking amazing? You remember the Force planet they go to with, like, the daughter and the son of the light and
terrifying.
The dark and all that?
Yeah, they're like gods. I do remember.
Yeah, they're Force users that weren't Jedis or Sith.
Yeah.
I wanted to see stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe they got to wait to go to get to the actual, like, good stuff. I don't know. To get to the real intellectual crazy shit. Like, when you want to get weird? I don't know.
Yeah. I think that they just couldn't get weird now.
Yeah. But it should have been weird to a point for the ones that was looking for something different other than another Death Star and another Empire.
I agree that they really could have come up with something other than another Death Star, but that doesn't mean that I did not in any way enjoy it.
Oh, I understand that you enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it at the time, but just thinking back on it, I was just kind of like,
Yeah,
I don't know, the more I thought about it, the more depressed it made me.
I know.
You know.
It's been a really hard week.
Yeah.
For me, because I have felt...
Because you've been seeing me, like, fall into the dark side of the movie.
Yeah, and you've just become more and more sullen. The more you think about it, the more against it you become.
Yeah, the more I've thought about it, the more I've disliked it.
I know. That's what I said. It's been hard for me.
So it's made me, because I was like, you know, I kind of wanted to see it, but now I don't even want to see it again. You know? I mean, I'll watch it maybe later when it comes out, but I don't even want to pay for it anymore. But it's, you know, like I said, it reminds me of episode 1 again. I'm in, like, the same state with the, when episode 2 came around, I'm like, I don't want to pay for another Star Wars movie. But I think, I don't know, I have high hopes for Rogue One. I think it'll be cool because it's different. It's a story that I know hasn't been done in another movie.
Yep.
So it will actually be different. I think it's a cool idea to make a movie about the opening scroll of episode 4. And it's sort of a prequel of sorts. Vader's still alive, so Vader can be in it. That's cool, you know?
Yep.
I like Vader. And more Vader's great. Vader's fucking cool, you know? My sister, who doesn't even like Star Wars, thinks Vader's, like, the coolest character in the whole thing.
She thinks Vader's her favorite character.
Yeah.
She does not like Star Wars.
Vader's awesome.
Tanya.
Kylo Ren's not awesome, but Vader's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just had to spend his whole life like not being cool in any way, and he's like, "Well, Vader's cool. I should get a helmet like him." After he got all cut up by Rey, I was hoping that he'll maybe come back with the mask that he actually needs to have.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll actually have breathing problems or whatever.
I hope that he doesn't. I hope that he has a cut-up face.
With how fucking emo he was, I'm surprised he didn't, like, shove his lightsaber into his chest or something like that to give himself, like...
Some wounds.
Breathing problems, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, throw himself into a volcano.
A couple of trees.
Like, just so he could be burned, you know?
Yeah.
If he's, like, that fucking whiny bitch into it, you know, then I don't know. He might, you know, might burn himself also and cut his own limbs off. So he could be like Vader.
I did think for a second that he might go the other way on the bridge, though.
Yeah, see, that's why people think he's complex, is because they think he wants to be on the dark side, but he's really light, you know, like the opposite of Anakin, who wanted to be good, but ended up being dark, you know, like that
kind
of thing. Which I don't think is that, I really don't think that's that genius of a thing, you know, it's just, it's, It's like I said before, it's just a flip of something else. It's just, I want something new. I don't want, like, it's this, but this part changed, you know, like...
Our love can't save us. Only my new powers can.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I liked Anakin better than Kylo Ren, so whatever.
Really? Oh, I definitely still would not say that. I would not say that I liked Anakin better than Kylo Ren.
I liked... Well, I mean...
No, I'd take Kylo Ren any day.
Not Clone Wars Anakin.
Nope.
Anakin from the Clone Wars is totally cool.
Anakin from the Clone Wars, the cartoon. Cartoon, yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
Anakin from the movies, never cool.
I like Revenge of the Sith
Anakin. Not 1 minute of cool.
I like Revenge of the Sith Anakin. He quotes Han. But that doesn't even matter. I just don't, yeah. I don't know. I don't like Kylo Ren at all. He should have got killed. Have we covered most of it? I feel like we've just ran it and talked back and forth about all the things we didn't like about it. It's a fun ride. If you haven't seen it, I don't know why you're listening to this, because we basically ruined everything.
Wait, let's just keep ruining it. Poe Dameron's not dead.
Yeah, I didn't really care for Poe Dameron either. I was just kind of like...
I liked him.
I was just neutral to him, you know? What? Here's another, like, total plot hole on the level of, like, Batman 3, whatever the fuck that was called. The Bane one.
Suck it, Bane.
Rise of the Poop. It was, how did he get back to the Resistance before Finn did?
I don't think he got back there before.
Well, he somehow went to wherever the Resistance base was, and then came to the planet that Finn went to after he left Jakku. You know what I mean? Like, he went... Yeah, I know, they left and they got scooped up in Han Solo's ship, which I hated most of that. Like, that fucking monster was stupid, right? That super CGI tentacle thing?
Yeah.
That could have been cut. They could have cut that whole part.
But we needed Han Solo.
I know, there were some moments with Han Solo. I liked him. He runs real slowly now because he's older.
He and Chewie, always funny.
Yeah, him and Chewie, they were funny, you know, but... But yeah, that part with them getting chased by this, like, really bad CGI and beast thing.
Like, I like...
I didn't really care for that.
Rey proving herself to...
Yeah, it's more stuff like she and... And I like their moment when he, like, yeah, he's like, oh, I want to hire you, you know? Like,
yeah.
Which you should do that later because he's going to die.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be... She's going to become, like, the new Han Solo, I guess. With Chewie still.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, that's... I mean, it's... how do you think he got out of there? Like, did he take some other ship that was sitting around?
Yep.
He was just kind of like, I'm okay. I went back home and then I was able to come back here and rescue you.
Or he has a communique, or he has credits and he could buy himself away off that planet.
Maybe he raced.
Maybe. If he raced, bless you, J.J. Abrams, for not fucking showing it to us.
Maybe he pod raced on Jakku. Fucking that would bless be hilarious. You
for not fucking showing
that would
it
be
to
so
us.
Funny if he pod raced on
no, but
Jakku.
Maybe he had that fucking communicator and he could be like, oh, I'm stuck here, send a fucking somebody.
Yeah, and get my droid that I went there to find, right?
Yeah, but maybe he can't.
That was the big thing that bothered me about it. He's like, I need to go here. I need to find my droid. I need to get, but I'm not there, and now I'm back, and I'm like, hey, I'm okay. You know?
And hey, my droid.
He's like X-Men 3, where like they did all this stuff, and then they took it back. You know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, Xavier's dead. No, he's not. Magneto lost his powers. No, he didn't. You know? And he's like, I'm dead, but I'm not. I don't know. Poe Dameron. Yeah, he's a great pilot, whatever. I was kind of indifferent to him. Yeah.
Man, that guy can fly.
He can fly. Poe Dameron. He can fly and he can make jokes while he's getting tortured. He's that type of man.
I feel like we covered.
Yeah.
Our feelings.
Yeah. Well, is there any? I mean, it's a fun ride. Just don't try to find any sort of substance out of it. You know, I guess.
Or just wait. Just enjoy the ride and wait, and don't be so cynical and demanding.
It's a popcorn flick.
And just eat your popcorn and enjoy it, and cry and be happy that you saw as many of those people as you did,
yeah.
And that Rey is a super fucking badass. And yeah, just wait for the next movie for them to tell you.
Don't tell me to be happy to see the people that I saw because I didn't see them together. I wanted to see them all together.
You just saw everybody but Luke.
But I wanted to see... But that was... Really was what I hoped for.
I know.
It was Luke and Leia and Han and Chewie.
Yeah.
Just fucking...
Well, I was really happy to see Han and Chewie and Leia.
Like I told you, like, Return of the Jedi. Like, one of my favorite parts is when they all get back together and he's like...
I know. They're all... Star. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, how are we doing? And he's like, terrible. He's like, oh, like, we are normal or whatever.
Yeah.
Or he says, like, how are we doing? Like, no, like something like that, like we normally are. And he's like, oh, that bad. Like, I love that whole part. Like, the whole exchange is amazing at the beginning of that movie.
Well,
I wanted to see that again. Like, that would have, like, lit my heart there if I would have saw, like, all of them in some situation.
But my heart was lit in the
And Luke not being a pansy.
Luke, I was okay with my heart lit up.
What I'm saying is, if they have some really fucking great next two episodes that have a whole lot of great explaining about, like,
why... And also a whole lot of mystery.
Why they were so, you know, why all this shit happened, then I'll forgive it, you know. If they can make it...
And you want a bunch of intellectual mystery that you don't know that is based on nothing that you've heard before so that you can think about it.
Yeah, I want some intrigue is what I want, you know.
I'm just saying.
But I want something to explain...
You really want a lot of...
I want an apology film.
Dichotomous. That's what they call it.
I want, you know, like those movies where they, like, do a bunch of bad ones and then the next one pretends that those didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like what they're doing with Star Trek III, which that's a whole another movie that's probably going to be awful also. But they're basically going to reference nothing from Into Darkness. They're going to pretend that Into Darkness didn't happen.
Well, because they can't.
With those. You know. So they can't do that because then they'd have nothing to come from, right?
Oh, everyone's immortal. Cool.
Yeah.
Just take this blood.
Yeah. But what I mean, but like Star Wars couldn't do that. It would basically have to be like another sequel to Return of the Jedi and pretend that Force Awakens didn't happen because they have established all those characters.
Well, right.
Most of the time they skip like second or third ones that are really bad and then go to whatever. And they take the number out and say that one didn't.
Like, well, this is going to be great.
Like Highlander did that. It's like two was bad and then they called three like... New Awakening, or they call it a different name, like so you wouldn't think that two, so you could watch one and three, and not two,
yeah.
And then three is like two, you know, they like stuff where they do that, where they try to cut out the bad one. But I don't know, yeah, hopes for the next one to be good. I hope Rogue One will be good. I mean, that's a cool story, I think.
Well, I like the idea of Vader being in it. So if any of you want to go see it with me, I need somebody to go see it with again, because it's not going to be Trey.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah, so text me.
Maybe I'll see it again. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hasn't left a very good taste in my mouth. So hopefully we didn't bore you too much with our bantering about Force Awakens. But I think we're probably one of the few podcasts that's actually going to tear it apart. So you know, you should listen to us for that for sure. We already have, but
probably should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah, but well, I'll put it in the notes. I'll put it in the notes of
sure.
it and the So yeah, signing off from. From a better galaxy, far, far away, we didn't introduce ourselves. I'm Trey Johnson.
I'm Jess Kenyon.
And thanks for listening. You know.